Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The good people at betonline.ag, which may or may not be legal, frankly, I'm not sure. But they're really good.
You think you should find that out before you start bringing it to the air?
Nah.
Yeah.
They're really good at sending me odds. They have already set over-unders for a number of Jaden Daniels' season-long props. We can go through them line by line. I'm unsure what Jeff's doing, but it's a nice view of his butt he's giving me. We're going to go through line by line. Aquarium Boys are answering as well. Jaden Daniels is coming off a 40-touchdown, 4-interception season at LSU, where he threw for 3,812 yards in 12 games, and he also ran for 1,100 yards with 10 touchdowns in 12 games. All right, everybody ready? BetOnline.ag says Jaden Daniels over-under 18.5 touchdowns passing.
If he start, I'll go over. I don't know what I'm saying, if, but I'll go over.
I think he's going to be the star. What? Real quick, before we keep going on this, what did you think of folks asking Quinn and Peters the need to ask if Daniels is QB1 the day after he's drafted? I just thought was a little.
People are silly with that stuff, man.
What do you think they're going to say? We got to see. We got to compete. I don't know. All right. So Sam Howell last year as a quasi-rookie quarterback threw for 21 touchdowns, 21 picks. Mm-hmm. So 18.5 touchdowns passing, I go.
In 17 games?
Yeah.
I'm going over.
Now you're counting on health there, but you're counting on health for everybody. Jeffrey, 18.5 passing touchdowns.
Over.
Jeff got him at 72.
Jeff was just telling us that if they only win 10 games, it's a disappointing season.
No, I did not say
you
that.
You said 9 was a disappointing season.
No, he said 9 was a...
No, you said what's bad? What's the difference between bad and decent? I said 9 would be decent. 10
nine,
would be good.
9 would be quite good.
JP will take your words and screw them up in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I know.
He is a walking, headliner. That's him.
Jeff thinks he's going to throw 5 touchdowns just to Cam Sims.
If Jeff said that publicly, I would probably throw something at him.
Landini, over under 18.5.
I got to take the over on this one. I mean, that seems like so low that he's got to get over that. But I guess these people set lines for a living. So
they do, and then they move them later on.
That's true.
Yeah, they might just be trying to get your attention. That does seem awfully low. I think there's also an implied... not 17 games here. The yardage seems 17 games-ish, though. Howell last year passed for just under 4,000 yards. I would think the offense will be a lot more balanced this year. They've got 3,250 pass yards for Jaden Daniels.
I'm still going based off of the 17 games. I would go over.
I mean, he went over that in 12 games last year in college. I recognize it's very, very different, but still.
It's super different.
I'm guessing you both going over in there?
I'm going over, too. I think maybe one of the reasons these numbers are a little on the lower side is because they expect him to run so many in. I mean, realistically, if you're getting into the red zone, I mean, you got to think that he's going to at least run a few of them in there. That could potentially be he's like his own goal line thief.
Well, all right, so to that point then, the rushing touchdowns this past season at LSU, and again, we're all cognizant of the difference between rush like college and NFL. He had 10 rushing touchdowns at LSU this past year. The year prior, he had 11. So it's 2 years at LSU.
21 touchdowns.
21 touchdowns on the ground.
Ugh.
They've got him for 4.5 rushing touchdowns in the NFL next year.
Yeah, I go with that.
That seems like an obvious
Hey,
over.
I just take all the overs.
There's one over I don't think you will. Jeff, you're over on rushing
touchdowns?
Of course. I ain't going to lie, JP. I might go and actually bet these lines.
These lines now.
Here's the one.
I'm in.
We had a guest last week, and maybe it was Denton, actually. He really doesn't turn the ball over. And obviously, college football versus the NFL is a very different beast.
It is.
But one of the two biggest concerns about Sam Howell, one of the reasons he slid to the fifth round, he holds onto the ball too long and he turns it over too much.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of 17 games in Washington, we learned about Sam. He holds onto the ball too long and turns it over too much. Like, that proved true. And the numbers.
And he was super hesitant.
Right.
Yeah.
But the numbers kind of bared that out, right? Like, coming in. In the last 2 years at LSU, and a lot of dropbacks, a lot of attempts, 26 games, rather, over two seasons, where he dropped back over 800 times, 700 times. I'm not a math guy. 7 picks.
Just have the numbers in your head. Don't ever let them out.
four picks last year. He had a 10-1 INT to TD to INT ratio.
Mm-hmm.
40-4. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Even the year before, where he did not have the explosive season, the numbers are fine, but it was 17-3. That's still almost 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
He does not throw picks. So for them to set his interception total at 13.5, I recognize how much better the competition's going to be. But you're expecting a 300% increase in interceptions?
You know, he may not have as many guys running just wide open. That's why they probably put it there. But I'll still go with the under on that.
If you want to use these as a baseline, say you're talking about 19-13 rookie season TDINT ratio, I think people would take that in a heartbeat. A lot of guys throw a lot of picks their first season. Maybe Daniels will prove to be the case. But I'd say these numbers, if you get to the end of the year and Daniels goes for 3,300 yards passing with 18 touchdowns, I'll round down to make them seem worse, all right, just based on the totals here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he goes for 3,200 yards with 18 touchdowns against 14 picks, 4 rushing touchdowns for 525 yards. So he accounts for just under 4,000 total yards. He accounts for 22 total touchdowns against 14 picks. I do think you'd have to consider fumbles in there. That hasn't really been an issue at LSU, but you never know. I think that's a successful rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting in comparison to what the numbers look like for Caleb Williams.
What is Caleb?
22.5 touchdowns, so more touchdowns. 3,500 passing yards, so 250 more passing yards.
Do they consider Caleb's supporting cast better than Watson, Jaden's?
I think you have to.
Okay.
I mean, just at the receiver position, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. They added Swift from the Eagles. Yeah. And perhaps most importantly, both the Bears' tackle positions look pretty well set up.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy, this is interesting. How many yards did J.J. pass for? I think he got close
2000
to
something.
I think he got close to matching Jaden, but he played three extra games. Jaden McCarthy this year at – no, it was – I'm sorry. It was almost 1,000 yards less despite the same amount of attempts. They got J.J. McCarthy, who threw for 2,900 yards this past season at Michigan. Call it 3,000, round up if you want. They got him at 3,100 yards, 20.5 touchdowns, 12.5 picks. Same amount of picks. Clearly, Vegas thinks all these guys are going to throw a bunch of picks because they got Caleb at 12.5, Jaden at 13.5, J.J. at 12.5, and Bo Nix at 11.5.
If they throw 24 touchdowns and get 12 interceptions, that's not a bad season.
No. Anything, I mean, for a true rookie quarterback starting, anything north of like 1.5 to 1 is pretty good. And if you get to 2 to 1, you're in business.
In beeswax.
I went undefeated last week, won the week. You guys cheated me out of my 1 week. Today
were you,
is a,
were you here?
Today's a new week. Hold we on. Start fresh.
Were you here film. Is the question we asking.
I was here. I was here all week.
Oh, I was here that day that you told me the new record, what the new rules were, because I left early.
I don't even know. The new rules you guys just make up every day. It's hard to keep track.
You supported it when they were saying it against me, so guess what?
How about this? When we come back, we'll establish new rules. Nobody go anywhere.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.